It's 8 a.m. Eastern, April 23rd, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up slightly at $66,131. ETH is up slightly at $3,183. Binance Coin is down 0.5% at $606. What works so well that it's basically magic? Bitcoin mining, USDT in the top three. What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From launching your online shop to, did we just hit 1 million orders? Shopify is there to help you grow. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person point-of-sale system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. Sell more with less effort thanks to their new AI solution, Shopify Magic. My favorite thing about Shopify is no matter how much you want to grow, they have the solutions you need to take control and level up your business. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US and millions of other entrepreneurs across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support you every step of the way. Businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/DCR, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/DCR to grow your business, no matter what stage you're at. Shopify.com/DCR. The New York Stock Exchange is considering adopting 24/7 trading similar to cryptocurrency markets, according to the Financial Times. The NYSE's data analytics team sent out a survey to stakeholders asking about the possibility of round-the-clock trading on weekends as well as during the traditional five-day week. Currently, the NYSE operates from 9:30 to 4 p.m. Eastern. Cryptocurrency markets operate continuously, offering flexibility and more opportunities for investors worldwide. The move reflects the increasing popularity of retail trading, especially during the pandemic, and platforms like Robinhood allow trading of some stocks around the clock. Well, Ripple Labs has filed an opposition to the Securities and Exchange Commission's proposed $2 billion fines, calling it evidence of its ongoing intimidation against the crypto industry. Ripple argues that it should pay closer to $10 million in fines instead. The dispute stems from the SEC's accusation that Ripple raised $1.3 billion through the sale of XRP, an unregistered security. While a court ruling last year found some of Ripple's XRP sales did not violate securities laws, it deemed others as securities. Well, Binance is launching a new spot copy trading tool in May, allowing users to automatically follow trades of top traders. Lead traders with portfolios ranging from $500,000 to $250,000 can earn a 10% profit share and rebate from followers. Users can review lead traders' performance metrics, copy up to 10 portfolios, and set automated risk controls. The feature will initially be available in select markets across regions like Latin America, Europe, and Asia Pacific. Binance anticipates spot copy trading to attract less experienced users and provide better liquidity compared to rival platforms. Well, crypto analytics firm Arkham Intelligence discovered that millions of dollars in crypto tokens are stranded in various bridge contracts unclaimed by their owners. Notable cases include large sums forgotten on bridges by DeFi players, NFT users, and firms, including one associated with Ethereum co-founder Vitalik Buterin. Unlike some cross-chain bridges where funds are automatically received, users may need to manually claim assets in native bridges, risking forgetfulness. Arkham advises those involved to review their transaction histories and bridge activity to ensure all assets are retrieved. And finally, two executives of Bitcoin mining rig maker Canaan plan to purchase at least $2 million worth of company shares, citing the firm's perceived undervaluation and anticipating opportunities post-Bitcoin halving. The pair expressed their confidence in the company's future prospects. The move follows Bitcoin's recent halving. Canaan is progressing with manufacturing its A14 series mining rigs, fulfilling bulk orders from public company customers, testing the A15 series, and developing the A16 series. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.